ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
The son of
Vyasadeva, who, out of his causeless compassion for those gross materialists who struggled to cross over the darkest region of material existence, spoke this Purana, supplement to the Vedas, the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Yastanabhavam apirasvitisharamitam adhyāsa-jīvam-adhikṣitī-sadāma-tamo-gam saṁśārināṁ karunayāha purāna-gayyam kama-vāsa-sūnam-mata-jāmi-purum-manīnam. So, Śrīta Vrishāni is offering respect to the spiritual master, Śrīdeva Vrishāni. When we offer respect to the spiritual master or any master, we glorify his transcendental qualities. That is glorification. Just like we offer respect to Krishna, glorify. So, this is very important process. To glorify the spiritual master by his activities, what he actually did. That is glorification. So what Śrīdeva Gosvāmī did? Sarvabhāvam. He first of all heard from his father and Vyāsa, Bhagavatam Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, and realized. He is not a professor in Bhāgavata recital. Especially in India now, there are a class of men, especially in Vrindavan, in Gosvāmī. They make it deal. Therefore, there are many, many very artistic Bhagavata reciters. But they could not turn even one man to Krishna. Because they are not self-realized, sanubhava. Of course, we have tried our best. So, in few years, there are so many Krishna conscious persons. So, this is the secret. Unless one is sanubhava, self-realized, life is bhava, he cannot think that. That is not the effect. Gramophone will not help. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretary, Sarup Dhamada, recommended Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthana. That if you want to read some of the Bhagavatam, you must approach a person who is like being one. Bhagavata Parogya Bhagavata Sthana. Otherwise, there is no Krishna, Bhagavati arrived. So, Śrīdeva Gosvāmī learned from his father's Vyāsa, Mahābhāgavata, and he realized it. Śrāṇabhāvam, parīṣ, this book, akhila śrutiśāraṁ, akhila means all, universe. There are many scriptures, many religious teachers, especially the Vedas, Shruti means Veda. Shruti is learned by hearing, not by reading. You can understand Vedic principle even though you are not illiterate, provided you hear them, oral literature. God has given you the ear. And if you try to hear submissively, to receive something, then you take it. Śrutikatam sunamam jnane prayasam. This is the Brahman realization when he met Krishna. So he said this verse. Jnane prayasam udapasa namanta eva namanta eva sarva kuritana bhavadiyavata. people who are endeavoring to understand the absolute truth by the dint of his puffed up knowledge, they will never be able. They will never be able. Jnana prayasam. One has to give up this illegitimate attempt to understand the absolute truth by his personal knowledge. That is not. Krishna is not so cheap thing that by exercising your brain you can manufacture a way to understand Krishna. Krishna says, Naham prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāpita. I am not exposed to everyone which I am covered by yoga māyā. People will not be able to understand me. So many jnanis, yogis, karmis, they cannot understand. No. Then Krishna says, bhakyāvāra vijānāsi, jāvāna jacchāmi. Only through devotionals. Devotional service means service. Surrender. First of all, surrender. Sarva-dharmān paritya-cya-māmi-kandu-sarana. You cannot understand me. By your so-called karma, jnana, yoga, jnana, no. It's nothing. Bhaktyana vidyana. Bhakta means to surrender. So, here it is Shruti Sharam. And this Bhagavat is the Shruti Sharam. Just like cream. You churn the milk. 2 months of milk, you get, say, 5 kilos of butter. The saram, I said, if you simply try to see where is the essence, you have to churn it. That the milk there is, it can be, you may possess lots of milk. But from the milk, you have to take the cream. That is intelligence. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of belief. Therefore it is said that Nigama Kalpataru Gadidam Phalamidam. Nigama. Nigama means Vedas. And Kalpataru. Vedas is just like desert. Desert means whatever you want, you can have. It's from Vedicum. It's like in India. The Ayurveda, as it means, this is material thing, but it's still, it is in the Veda. Dhanurveda, military science. There are so many Veda. Veda means knowledge. So, the basic knowledge is so perfect that anything you want, material or spiritual, you get the knowledge perfect. That is it. Veda is not ordinary thing. And it is learned by hearing. Tat-tati-jnāna-thaṁsā-bhūrmeva-vigacche-sroyotriyam-brahmatiṣṭhāṁ. Vedic knowledge, formerly there was no need of books. Nowadays, at the present moment, our memory is not so sharp due to Kali-yuga. Therefore, Vyāsa wrote in books it was, because he also, let's say, people in this age, they are a little dull-headed, reckless. Therefore, if they get this knowledge recorded in writing, they may be able to delight somebody. Otherwise, formerly, basic knowledge was never book reading. No, śruti. Śruti means hearing. This disciple is so powerful that once he hears from the spiritual master, his memory is recorded. With memory, therefore brahmachari, because if you remain brahmachari, then your brain will be so nice that as soon as you hear something, it will be memorized. This is Bhagavad Gita Bhattacharya. And if the students are allowed to be sexually, indulgent, then where is the breath? This is very nicely to Nivayan Bhattacharya. To understand from the Guru by simply by hearing. Once here. There was a case, of course, that one Englishman chastised another Indian by calling him so many evils, and damn rascal, fool like that. So, he complained to the court that this man has insulted me. So where is the witness? So the witness, the complainant said, there was a Brahmin who was witness. He was taking bath in the game. So he was summoned. The Brahmin was so sharp in memory, he exactly said, just like gramophone record, tape record, whatever he said. He said, I do not know what is the meaning of this, but these words were said. So, people are so sharp in memory. That is Brahmin. Once he heard from the spiritual master, spiritual master is so clear. He has also nicely heard from the spiritual master. Therefore, gave him knowledge. Actually, it is received simply by him. There is no necessity of becoming literate. He is literate, doesn't matter. Because it is, after all, received through the oral research. That which is called Shruti. Shruti Sarami, and all the basic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence. See, back then, first of all, describe the Vedas, the four Vedas, and describe Bhaga in Upanishad. Bhaga means Puranas. The Puranas says, some of the rascals say the Puranas are not written by Vyasa. They are rascals. Puranas are also expressed, are supplemented. Purana means which completes. Another Purana means the very old, historical. So Puranas, they are mentioned, the daily instruction through the history. Just like Vedic instruction, Mahabharata. Mahabharata is history. But the whole Vedic literature is there. Politically, practically it is quality, but it is based on Vedic literature, and the Bhagavad Gita is introduced in the Mahabharata. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. This is the only one. You cannot present. If God is one, similarly, if you understand Him, there is only one literature, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sutisaranekam. Adhyatma-dīpam means just like Atma, the soul, is within this body. But due to our darkness, knowledge, insufficient knowledge, we cannot understand Atma, Paramatma. We cannot understand. So, in the darkness, as we require a torch light, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is just like the torch light. You can see Atma and Paramatma. Deepam means light, lamp. So why is it required? Just like light is required by a person who wants to go through the light, go through the darkness, but go to the light. Suppose here is light and there is tunnel, and in the tunnel you require some light to go to the other part of the light. Similarly, this world, this material world, is full of darkness. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Material world means darkness wherein you cannot understand what is for, what you are. That is material world. They are very busy in this material world, but they do not know where they are going. Actually, they are darkness. The material world is darkness. They are so-called scholars and teachers. They are also in the darkness. And they are leading other people in the darkness. Because it is darkness, therefore we require sunshine, moonshine, and this electricity. As soon as it is covered, the sun is covered, you can experience it is darkness. At night, it is darkness. Actually, it is darkness. But by the grace of Krishna, he has arrayed the light. But there is another world where there is no need of prasatra, bhāsati, sūja, prasasāṅkana-bhāva. There is another world where there is no need of this name, lighting agent, either sunshine or moonshine. But God is so kind that in each and every universe it is full of darkness. Now you see how brilliant the sun is. This is his thanks. Dasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Yakshakshureshu sabita sakalam grahana. Therefore the sun is described as the eye of all the planets. Because we have got very nice good planet, very nice city, Rome, and London and America, this, that, that's all nice. But as soon as it is dark, you cannot see anything. The mercy of sunshine, Krishna's mercy is there, therefore you can see. You can see everything. Therefore sun is this sky. Yakshakshureka savita, savita means sun. Is yakshakshu. Savita is left, actually the eye. Yakshakshu is a savita, sagalagraha. Without sunshine you cannot see. In any part of the universe, in any planet, actually, the sun is supposed to be the eye. One eye is the sun, another eye is the moon. Of the absolute. Virata Rupa. So when he sees, then you can see. Without he seeing, you cannot see. You are very much proud. Can you show me? What can you see? Unless God sees, you cannot see. Why you are so much proud of saying, we have not seen, we have not seen. And what you can see? They're so rascal, they have this teeny eye, they're proud of, they can see God. They can see this thing, they can see. But first of all, understand what you can see without seeing by the God. God sees by the sun. Then you can. Pure seeing power is so dependent. And you are so much proud that you can see. Just see how much the whole world is full of laughter. Do they not say, we have not seen God. But what you can see? You cannot see even yourself, and what you will see God? You are seeing your father and mother, and when they die, you are crying, why my father has gone? Where he has gone? He's lying here. Why do you say my father is gone? No, he's gone. What do you mean by gone? The father, you have always seen the body of the father that is lying here. Why do you say? That means you have never seen your father. You have never seen your brother. So this is our position. We cannot see. He sees, we are proud. Can you show me God? He does not think his incapability. That I cannot see our daily necessities of life without this little light. Therefore, here it is said, Adhyatma Deepam. It is the light. If you want to see God, then you have to see through this light. And for whom the seeing is necessary. It is not necessary for the ordinary lectures. It is necessary for the Titini Satanatamundam, one who is sober to think that why you are put into the darkness. We require light, back then. Unless God gives us the light, sunlight, we are already in light. We cannot see. Tamundam. So those who are injured, that why shall I remain in this darkness? If there is light, there is light in daytime. If there is a dark room, we are safe. And if you hear that why I shall stay in this darkness, there is light, not sunlight outside. Immediately, we will be busy. Let me go to the light. Why shall I remain in this dark room? Similarly, the sober man, intelligent man, will think that I am put into this material world which is full of darkness. Is there any light where can I go? That is intelligence. Delhi is in the northern part of the hemisphere. In 6 months, no light. So, it is intelligence. Why you are discovering so many electricity light? Because we want light. So, therefore, intelligent person should be that believe this material world is by nature dark. Whether there is another nature where there is only light. That which is fair. Otititil satanatamundam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is required for such intelligent person who wants to go out of this darkness in life. The basic information is that tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't remain in the dark. Just go out to the light. Jyotirgama. Jyoti means light. Basic intention is that don't remain in the darkness. Go to the light. So when one becomes inquisitive, how to go to the light? Or in this Madhavan. That's what he said, the Otititir Satam. Titir Satam means to surpass, to overcome. Otititir, desiring to overcome. Otititir Satam. Tamodham, this darkness, the position of darkness. Who are in the darkness? Why these people are in the darkness? Samsarinam. They are undergoing the punishment because they have forgotten Krishna, they have defied the supremacy of Krishna. They are put into the darkness. That's like one who defies the laws of the government. They are put into the jail. Outlaws. Similarly, Krishna Bhuriyaji Kumari. These rascals who have forgotten Krishna, God, to serve Him, and want to remain independent without serving, they are made servants of the prison house, Maya. This guy is a criminal. We don't care for government's law. We can do anything. All right, come on here. Go on. Relax. Remain here. This is your wish. Simply define, I don't care for God. You may not care, but Maya is there. He'll give you a kick and put you in this. You'll learn how to care. You'll learn how to care. This is good. These rascals, they have become godless. and suffering day and night, three, four miseries, adhyatmikadi, doivikadi, bhauti. It seems they are not coming to their senses. So blind, so dull-headed. That we are, this is injury. When one comes to this understanding, that I don't want all these sufferings, why they are forced upon, then he can become a gentleman. That's in the jail. Nobody wants to, what is called?
Breaking
stone. He doesn't want, but there is jail superintendent's order. He must break so much. And there is sick. You don't break it. So it is free. Maya is kicking. All that. You must break. He wanted to eat anything and everything, all right. He takes his body, a cow, and eats soup. That's all. This is Maya. Prakriti, he has given you a body. You have to suffer according to the body. Karanam gunasam nashta, sadasam janma junis. Why there are different types of bodies, different types of enjoyment? Everyone is in the material world. Why one has become hawk, one has become dog, and one has become very rich man, and very dog, very bad. Why? Who is making arrangement? Who wants to become cat and dog? Who does not want to become king? But why this is arrangement? Who is doing this? This rascal cannot understand. Therefore, to cover all this ignorance, they do not believe in the next. But where from these varieties of life are coming? There is no brain. The so-called scientists, so-called, all bogus theory. Pakita Kramala, the name Paramahansa. Oh. As he desires, he will give this chance by Prakriti, Pakita Kramala, the name Paramahansa. Ahankara Vimura Atma Satta Ahamiti Vandate. He is thinking they are independent. Vimura. Satta. It's not Satta. When there is death, you do not like to die. Why there is death? Why you are forced to die? What is your scientist? He said, oh, this is natural. But you cannot fight. You do not want to die. A death is forced, and you do not, even though you do not like, you say, it is natural. You cannot explain why death is forced there. Why birth is forced there. Janmane Sundarabhyadi. You do not want to become old man. Why you are forced to become old man? You do not want to have disease. Why you are forced to accept disease? They have no sense. They are so dull-headed. They do not want a solution. But there is solution. Therefore it is called samsarina. They are dull-headed. Rascal. They are undergoing the nature's process from one life to another. All miserable conditions. To get out of this miserable condition, Sukadev says, here he says, Kurunaya aha. Kurunaya means out of compassion. People are suffering. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava takes so much trouble to speak to the rascals and tell about God consciousness. Why? Out of compassion. They are very compassionate. Oh, so many people are suffering for want of knowledge. Let me try to give them. Kurunaya. This is Vaishnava's qualification. He is very kind. Sitiksama karunika. Sitiksama karunika. It's like Lord Jesus Christ. He was being crucified. He still was saying, my father, they do not know what they are doing. Is it not? It's so much compassionate. That these rascals do not know what they are doing, rascals. Still, I request you to forgive them. This is Vaishnava. Personally, he is suffering, but he is still compassionate. There was an article recently that Jesus Christ, although he was crucified, he did not die. Yes. He went with me, some historical references of that. So, actually, when he was presenting a vast sanambar, how successful was feeling. It was a stone. Anyway, so the devotees, they're so compassionate, the physics of, they suffer all kinds of odds in this material world. Still, they try to give information. There is God, there is kingdom of God. You are suffering here. Please do this so that you can again come back to home. But this is the question. Kurunaya, out of compassion. Kurunaya, Purana Guyam. Purana, there are 18 types of Purana. Out of that, Bhagavat is also Purana. This Purana is very confidential. This is not ordinary. It is called spotless. Spotless Purana. Because in this Purana, in this history, or in this supplementary of Vedic knowledge, there is only description of devotional service. Dharma Prodhita, this Dharma, this kind religious, the Bhagavad religion, is so perfect that all kinds of cheating types of religion is kicked out from Dharma Prodhita. They're not accepted. All cheating types of religion. There are so many religious that perfect knowledge. In the disobey, they cannot without disobey. Because it cannot train people to the perfection. They remain defective always. Big priests, big cardinals, they're what they're doing. They simply disobey. Christ says, our son has killed us, simply eating meat. That's all. No intoxicants attend. They cannot do, they cannot be trained up. In the so-called priests, they're not trained up. They cannot change it up. Therefore, Bhagavad principle is so nice that little thing, sarpamopiyasa dharmasa trayasim, little thing, in the most fallen, can be elevated to the highest position. This is Bhagavad. Perfect. Purana Guhyam. So, put it in. Sukadeva Goswami, that's about it. Srimad Bhagavatam, before Parikshit Maharaj. That is the beginning of Bhagavad teaching. Therefore, he learned it from his father, and Sravanam, then Kirtanam. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit Abhavat Vyasake Kirtan. This is also Kirtan. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj simply heard. And Abhavat Vyasake Kirtan. This is Kirtan. Recitation of Bhagavad by the devotee is also Kirtan. Kirtan does not mean that as we generally do. No, the Bhagavad recitation is also Kirtan. So, it is said, Avamad Vayasaki Kirtan. Vayasaki. Vayasaki means Kana Vyasakshunam. As it is said. Kana Vyasakshunam. Rajapata means Shri Goswami, the son of Vyasa. Bhajani, let me offer my respectful obeisance. Guru Mbhadra, he is Guru, not only my Guru, but he is Guru of big thoughtful man. Mbhadra, Mbhadra means thoughtful, philosopher. Guru Mbhadra, in this prayer, Srila Sudha Goswami practically summarizes the complete introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of meditation. That is expressed here. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural supplementary commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. We divide it. There was originally one Veda, Adharva Veda. Then he just divided for different parts of understanding. Samved, Atatvaved, Yajudve, Rigve. Then he explained the Vedas in the Purana. Then again he summarized in the Vedanta Sutta. All Vedanta knowledge was codified, course. Dharmata Siddhata, Adhata Dharma Jityata, Anandamaya Pyata. There are so many quotes. So, again, these quotes were explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Vishnu. Vedanta Sutra or the Brahma Sutra were combined by Vyasa with the truth presenting just the cream of the resource. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary of the cream. Srila Sudhaya Goswami was the thoroughly realized master of Vedanta Sutra. And consequently, he also personally realized the content. Srimad Bhagavatam, and just to show his boundless mercy, Guru Maya, boundless mercy upon Dilla, materialistic man, who wants to cross completely over the Nisa, he recited for the first time this confidential note. So it is meant for not ordinary men. It is very difficult because they are not fit to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. It is specially meant for persons who are eager to go out of this dark. Especially. Not personally. But still, everyone is in darkness. We are trying. This is the concept. Thank you. That I've been.